In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Let's provide some clarity here, Sal. So Sal's come up with a list of questions that I will answer.
Well, I only have a few because, I mean, we do the show together, obviously, you know, 5 days a week, 4 hours, but it's been going on for a year. And with the Lindor stuff all year long, it's been a lot there. So, I forget exactly some of the things you said. So I have the main ones. Although I will say we kind of did this to the caller's point where we had the apology show. I gave you an opportunity to apologize to Francisco Lindor. You chose not necessarily to apologize, but acknowledge at least that at the time, he was playing much better than you thought, and he needed to finish it. Well, he's continued on and doing that to the point where he is number 2 right now in the MVP odds in the National League.
Seems a little high to me,
number
but no, he's playing well.
And I brought this up to you before, and I'm pretty sure that you used these words. You said you weren't sure if you used these words, but either way, you said that Francisco Lindor either looked or was washed up.
I didn't say that.
All
right, so let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Now, it's an erroneous take.
Okay.
I mean, not even close.
You may not have used those exact words,
but
I'm sure
don't
somebody...
make it worse than it needs to be here, dude. I mean, sure trust me, the grave's already pretty deep.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody could produce receipts to what I'm talking about. You get the point.
I do get the general point, right. Understood. Now, just to be fair,
the other two I have are really clear, cut and dry. You said it.
Okay. Just pertaining to this aspect, my opinion off of that was based on numbers. And to me, math, science, although some people do refute science, irrefutable, okay? Whether it was the gauging of his bat speed.
Yeah, that's what you keep right.
Well,
I know.
I mean, yeah, so
we
it's a real thing.
We don't need to know why you came up with what you did.
He is definitely not washed.
Okay, we need you to acknowledge that whyever you came up with it was wrong. Okay.
Not washed, wrong.
So, okay, number one. Yeah. Number two, you said he should be a right-handed hitter only.
I did say that. Now, let me, before you start laughing and flexing, all you Met fans out there, as great as he's been this year, and I think he's been really good. I wouldn't use the word great. Some of you have, and that's fine. I just reserve that truly where it applies. I think he's been really good, not great. Let me ask you a question. Is the .270 batting average great?
Great? I mean,
is it great? Yes or no?
In today's day and age, yeah, it might be. It's good.
Is that what he's hitting lefty? Witt was hitting .270 instead of .352, would he be second behind Judge in the MVP odds? Yes or no?
Is Lindor hitting .270 lefty, or are you just saying overall?
.270 lefty, because I'm reacting to the statement that you gave me. You didn't think I'm going to have some
backup that's fine.
Here.
No, I think it's actually pretty good considering where he started. The fact
I understand. .270
is good.
I understand. But this has been an opinion that's been formulated for a while.
Right.
So the 22, and I was reacting when I said that. He was mired in this lengthy, frightening funk, okay? Right. Alarmingly bad funk.
Right. You weren't the only one to think it
or say it, but
you were the only one to say it on this show.
That's true. Now, in 2023, Sal, his batting average from the left side was .242.
Right.
In 2022, it was .269. And in 2021, which was a disaster, it was .225.
From the left side.
Okay, right. As a New York Met.
Right.
Now, clearly, he's tapped into something. I don't know. Maybe there's a bit of a... some sort of a change with his stance or mechanically there's been a little tweak there. I don't know. Clearly, he's played much better, and I do take it back.
Okay. Well, you don't have to take it back. He should continue to be a switch hitter.
Yes, I'm going to let him still hit
two for two so far.
Okay.
Now, here's the last one, and this one, I get a feeling my partner is going to push back a little bit, but I really don't think that you can and you should. And once you, if you do acknowledge that this one, two may have been erroneous. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you definitely weren't alone in this, and maybe not even on this show. You have said many times over that Francisco Lindor is not a star. He is not an all-star, But if you're second in MVP voting and you look at the numbers that he's had since being moved in the leadoff spot, I don't know how you could question that he is, in fact, a star. Not nobody's saying Soto and Judge, but are you ready to acquiesce and acknowledge that Francisco Lindor is, in fact, a star?
Well, before I answer that, I've got to provide a little context here. The genesis of this, even going back to, look, he's taking great pleasure in this. I can just tell by the inflection,
Hey, this is your idea, and I love it, though.
I want to keep it fun and real, and a lot of people come at me with this, so let's flush it out and just move on. Keep it moving after this nonsense, right? This started with Tiki. And this has been years in the
making.
That's
right. I remember now because you had to pay off the bet last year when I was with you at the game where you wore the Lindor jersey. So this predates me being on the show.
It's been going on for a while. Yeah. And my main contention with Lindor was that I thought the Mets were getting a superstar and he was not playing like a superstar.
Right.
So from the superstar, which I stand by, I don't think he's a superstar. I don't think he's a superstar.
Okay.
He's not. Aaron Judge is a superstar. Juan Soto is a superstar.
Ohtani.
Gunnar Henderson is a superstar. Witt, Ohtani, Mookie Betts, those are superstars. Am I prepared to retract to an extent that he has resembled a star the last few months and has played like a star? I'll give you that.
Okay.
I'll meet you middle of the road. I'll give you that concession.
My only counter to that, and that is big of you. We do appreciate your acknowledgement in being wrong, at least on those three things about Francisco Lindor.
Well, I'm not fully wrong on all three.
Yeah, well, here we go. Just take the L and move on so we can all move on. The superstar versus star is a fascinating conversation to me. Like, I would never say that he's on Ohtani's level or Judge's level or Soto's level. But for what he does, or even Witt for that matter,
Gunner,
but what he does at
Betts.
His position, at the level that he's done it, you realize that nobody in the history of the sport at shortstop has had more seasons with 25 homers and 25 stolen bases. He's had three seasons now of 25 homers and 25 steals. Nobody's had three.
Two of which came with the Mets, one with the Guardians.
I don't even know the math on that.
Well, he got it last year with the Mets.
Okay, so then it has to be two because this year with the Mets
and
as well.
He's got it this year with the Mets. Yeah. So I think, with the Mets.
Is that the be-all, end-all stat? No, but it is telling that nobody as a shortstop has done that as many times as Francisco Lindor has done it. So, I mean, BT, and okay, you want to say he's not a superstar on that level? Fine. I could argue, and I think many would, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Francisco Lindor not only is going to have his number retired by the Mets one day, and who knows how this is going to project moving forward as far as team success goes, but if Lindor does what he's done the last now 3 years, if he continues to do that for a few years moving forward, he's going to be one of the greatest Mets of all time. He's going to have his number retired by the Mets, and he's going to be a Hall of Fame player. A Hall of Famer. Mm. So how are we going to say that he's not a superstar while I know what you're saying?
Yeah, I know you do.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Well, I'm going to name a name, and he's better than this player, but anybody saying Harold Baines is a superstar? Craig Biggio was a superstar? Like, there's different levels. Yeah, okay. We know that. I don't even want to belabor that because I'm not trying to diss Lindor.
I'll give you that. I thought of one more, by the way.
Another question?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Lay it on. Yeah, air it out.
This is a good one.
Okay.
I'm glad I just thought of this now. Because I will say, you're right, like, different levels of superstardom, even in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Would you sign right now?
I know where you're going.
For Anthony Volpe to have Francisco Lindor's career.
Okay, even that is tricky. Now, the quick answer is yes.
Because the quick answer...
I know what I said.
Yeah, the quick answer before was no.
Of course.
No way. You know, Volpe's better, all that stuff.
Well, now, again, context matters. When did this discussion arise?
Yeah, well...
When Lindor's hitting 079.
Right, Volpe's hitting 360 or whatever it was.
Year two, Volpe's a 22-year-old pup, 23, on pace for this and that. He's hitting 360. He's, you know, it changes the pro... So, coming off a Gold Glove.
Yeah.
All right, so the short answer is yes. I mean, if you get to a... You got to remember, Lindor at this point, I'm going to round it up, has almost 1,500 hits, all right? So he's 30, he'll be 31 next year. Let's go age 31, 32, 33, 34, 35. He's not going 200 hits a season because he really never gets 200. But let's give him 150, that's three. Let's give him 600 more hits without even thinking about anything.
Right.
He's at 2,100.
Right.
And then with some more luck and maybe some overachievement, he's in the neighborhood of 2,500. He's not going to get 3,000 either, but it's a gaudy hit total. Do I think that Volpe gets to 2,500, 2,600, 2,700 hits? Right now, I'd probably say no, to be fair. But you have to remember, I weighed in the contract. Yeah. Always part of the assessments and my assertions with Lindor, when you're getting paid $300 million plus, you know, let's stop cherry picking the good stats and ignoring the bad ones. Volpe's making $600,000.
Understood. But I'll ask you again. Would you right now sign on the dotted line for Volpe to have the career of Francisco Lindor?
Which is saying, would I be okay with Volpe being a career 274 hitter?
Yep.
I would be.
Yep.
Would I be okay with Volpe having a career OPS of plus 800? I would be. Would I be okay with Volpe at this point being
25 to 30 home run guy?
Steals more.
Yeah.
I'd be disappointed if by the same age he only has 181 steals.
Right.
He should have a lot more.
But he's not
I'd
have
be
much
disappointed.
Power.
Well, I mean.
Come on. You know the answer. And then we're going to just tie a bow on it nice and clean.
I would. I think you know what the answer is. Most of the pertinent stats of measurement, I would sign on for Volpe to have. I would.
No. I know what the answer is. I just want to hear you say it.
What's the question again?
Would you sign up to have Volpe have Lindor's career?
There's a caveat.
Just answer the question.
Give the people what they want.
Okay.
I would. However, a caveat though. And then I'll let you get the last little bullet here. Yes. If you could fire it. I would. But let's say Volpe earns a monstrosity of a contract.
Right.
And then has these crazy fluctuations like Lindor does, I would not be happy. So I'm standing by that. I'm not flinching
on
that.
Here's
the last one. He's making $350 million.
But at the end of the year, the numbers are considered. All right, here's the last one.
Last one.
I'm going to just need you to say this into the mic so we all have it on record.
Go ahead.
Were you wrong about Francisco Lindor?
Not fully.
No. No, the answer is, and this is what we need to say so we could all move on peacefully. Yes. I was wrong about Francisco Lindor. That's it.
Yes, I was wrong about certain things with Francisco Lindor.
All right, I guess I'll have to take that.
I mean, and I'm not even trying to play the game. I admit, I'll take it. I'll take some ownership. I'm not taking every L.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.